food losses are occurring at each step of the food chain from production to consumption. In the developed world, much more food is wasted towards the end of the chain and at retail and consumer level, whereas in the developing countries, the concern is more at harvest and post-harvest, and very little food is in fact wasted at consumer level generally.
And why is food being wasted on such a large scale?
At different steps of the chain, there are plenty of different reasons, and these causes are also at very different levels, from technical cause up to more organizational or even systemic causes. Because at some point in time, you can also have causes at one step of the chain that lead to waste at another step.
Why should we be concerned?
There's always a concern of the capacity of the global food system to provide enough food. Globally, there is an increasing demand now and in the future. And there is also an increasing concern about the sustainability of food systems and how to feed the world while we are on finite resources, including land, water, threats and other risks like climate change, is a concern.
Is there a quick fix to this multifaceted problem?
No, there is no quick fix to food losses and waste. In fact, there is not any single silver bullet or predetermined solution. There is rather a wide range of possible solutions that can be implemented in very diverse contexts and at very diverse levels. What the report shows is that there is a need for all actors of the food chain to sit together, and then the need for a process to convene that and to look at where the food is wasted, make a diagnosis, agree also on solutions to take, because maybe cost will be supported by one category of actors and another category will benefit from the food losses and waste reduction. This is especially the case, for example, when infrastructure or investments have to be made at one part of the chain that leads to benefits for the consumer, for example.